Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Can you talk about the sack right there, start of the second half, what you saw, how you felt like it changed the game?
Yeah, I had a one-on-one matchup. They put me on the tight end. I beat them. Just won my one-on-one, got to the quarterback, and, you know, when I get to the quarterback, I always try to get the ball out because you never know what can happen. It can change. I go for the ball, I reach for it, it came out, thumbed it out. Ox had it, but he missed it, so I just fell on it again, just kept hunting for the ball.
He actually gets a fumble recovery, and he gets a fumble, so you should give him a hard time that
for sure.
Overall, does it feel like a win? Does it feel like a loss? Does it feel like something in between? Like, that had the vibe of a losing locker room. It was very quiet, but you didn't lose.
It's the tie. Like, I never tied before, so it was like a tie. Like, damn, we were this close, like, trying to get the win, but it's all good. We try to move on to next week now because we see them again in the week, following week. So just move on to next week and try to focus on Philly.
Does that put more pressure on you because now the Commanders are going to be in a bye? You guys face the Eagles, then you're down in Washington taking on the Commanders, and the winner will take the tiebreaker. So how do you guys prepare for that when you know they're going to be preparing for you the whole time?
Yeah, I said we just got to go take it 1 week at a time, one game at a time, focus on the game that we're playing that week, and then we'll go from there because when we start thinking like this, we got them next week, it's going to mess us up.
So after Thibodeau gets that sack in overtime and they're like at the 2-yard line, they basically start – playing for a tie and running the ball. Did you expect that? Were you like, in part of the moment, were you like, wait, why are they running in the ball? Or were you guys expecting them to play for a tie there?
Yeah, we was expecting it at the end. Try to get out of there.
After your sack, there were a bunch of other times you were still in you were in the quarterback's face. Did the sack kind of get you going?
Yeah, it did. Definitely got me going for sure. Just filled my fire and just got me on the roll after that.
One of those was a 4th-and-4. You were in Heineke's face, and he kind of slung it. It was on the 90-yard touchdown drive. What did you see in that play? I mean, did you feel like you were this close and turn around?
Yeah, I was that close, man. I was trying to change it up, go inside, spin back outside. Heineke made a good throw, and, you know, they got the ball.
Cap at that point.
Give him all respect to him.
Sorry, somebody asked this. I'm a little late, but did you expect to play as much as you did today?
You know, I was on the pitch count for sure, but when the team needed me, my body felt good to be able to go, you know, however many plays it was. Yes, sir.
How much were you dying to get back out there?
I mean, man, I've been dying. It's been eight weeks. Man, I've been dying to get back out there. Just watching them on the side, it's tough. But, you know, when I got my opportunity, took advantage of everything, and thank God I'm back and blessed to be back.
Did you have to argue with the coaches to give you more plays?
Nah, my body was feeling good, so they say if I'm feeling good, I'll be able to go. They'll let me go.
How did you feel after that sack recovery?
I was hyped. I was so hyped because it's been so long since I've been back on the field, so that just gave me so much juice, and I was lit.
Why do you think you're able to finish sack? You don't. A lot of guys get quarterback hits. A lot of guys get pressures. Why are you able to finish? I mean, think that's 10 sacks in 20 games for you.
Man, I just feel like I just hunt, you know, just want to get there. The urgency for me to get there is high, and I just want to make an impact for the team, no matter what it is.
To that end, Wink believes in blitzing a lot, but
You know, today I think you guys had at least four sacks. You had one. Tibbs had one.
Yeah.
Dexter had one. Do you feel like you bring something extra to the defense where everyone starts getting after the quarterback?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like as a unit, we all feed off each other. You know, we all get energy from each other and just try to amp it up every game, every, you know, throughout practice, everything. We just get juice from each other and just the rush gets high, you know, the intensity gets high.
Aziz, I told you you're going to have a sack.
Yeah, I remember you saying for sure.
I just talked with Kayvon, and he said he thinks that you make each other better. You have sacked both today. Mm-hmm. What do you think is this connection on the field, each other?
Yeah, I love Kayvon, man. The way he comes to work every day, the energy he brings, the, you know, we feed off each other. You know, we work together out there on the field. So it's just like, it's perfect, man. He makes me better, I make him better. So it's a perfect addition.
You meant after the 4th and 4 where Heinicke completed the pass. What, you guys were so good before that, after that. What happened on that drive, the rest of it, that they were able to get down the field and tie the game?
Yeah, man. You know, they made a good play. The receiver, he made a great play over there. He got off, he broke a tackle and, you know, ended up in the end zone. Yes. You know, all hats off, respect to them. It was a good play. Yeah.
How do you feel about your defense coming off of this game right now? Do you feel like you're in a good place?
Yeah, I mean, definitely we have stuff to work on for sure, you know, and we just take it week by week and go back, go in tomorrow, try to see, watch the game again, see what we got to fix for the next week coming up.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.